30 years of advice for your house, home, castle, or cabin.
Y'all have things you want to get done.
It's Rosie on the House.
And good morning. I'm Rosie, and I'm here to answer any question you might have about your house, home, castle, or cabin. You reach the radio show by dialing 1-888-767-4348. That's 1-888-ROSIE, the number 4, and the letter U. 1-888-ROSIE for you.
Can I mention some?
This is my wife, sweet Jennifer, who is in the call screening booth. And when you do call, she'll get your name and number, where you're calling from, and your question. And she apparently has something she'd like to interject.
Always. I try to keep it quiet as much as I can. Just letting everyone know that there is more ways to get a hold of us during the broadcast. You can text us at 411-923. When we look at how people listen to radio, they listen in 10, 15-minute segments while they're out running doing errands. So if you don't have time to sit on the phone, you can text us. We'll be glad to address it. We love callers, though, because we can ask a deeper question. You know, we can ask questions back and get a better, more developed answer. Also, you can subscribe to our newsletter by just going to info@rosieonthehouse.com. Now, if you get the newsletter, it comes once a week. And we give you the lowdown on just everything happening at Rosie on the House, including the, what's the topics. And this week, Rosie, did you see the newsletter?
You know what, honey, with the trip to Wickenburg this week, I have to say I did not.
Well, I would like to highly recommend it to our newsletter subscribers to make sure that you click through on the Thursday throwback, and you will see my Rosie as Arizona Duck Call champion on Channel 3 with, what was her name, Tara?
Yeah.
And then also Beth and Bill. It is absolutely hysterical. I think you will enjoy it. So you get little things like that, and you get to know us a little better if you sign up for our newsletter. So we're here for you. This number is actually good during the week. We're here for you. We like to make sure our listeners get the answers they need for their house, home, castle, or cabin.
There you go. And it's our goal that we become every Arizona homeowner's best friend. So every week, we have multiple ways of reaching out and touching Arizona homeowners, from Nogales to Page, from Alpine to Ehrenberg, and every point in between. In this particular week, Jennifer was talking about our blog and our website. It's an article on sensible sustainability, and we're going to grow into much deeper depth on that in the 10 o'clock hour with a special guest, John Wesley Miller from Tucson. And we're going to cover it a little bit in 9:30 with an expert from Phoenix, David Byrne of Green ID. So that's one tentacle that we have to touch you with good information. And with all the home shows that are going on, we get a lot of questions about, does this really work or does that really work? Just last week, we had a caller call who had been to the home show and was confused about duct sealing and was it worth the money or not. And that's a hard question to answer over the radio. But here are things you need to consider. We can age a home as to what decade it was built, if we just look at the duct material and the duct design. We're going to cover that at 9:30 in great detail. A product that hit the market about 10 or 12 years ago is a liquid spray inside your ductwork that works like the bicycle tube sealer. You squirt it in there. You fill the inner tube or the ductwork with air. The elastic material clings to the inside wall of the inner tube and seals the leak. AeroSeal does the same thing for your ductwork at your home. It's expensive, And I will tell you, if you'll Google AeroSeal, you'll find in the reviews, go back and look at the reviews 5, 6, 7, 8 years ago. There were many, many failed AeroSeal installations. And so we were very slow to adopt it as something we could recommend. And we only recommend it under a very narrow set of parameters. It is not a cure-all. AeroSeal will not solve world hunger. AeroSeal will not cure cancer. AeroSeal can seal some leaks in ductwork that can't be reached any other way. In other words, if your ductwork is up in your attic and you can get to it, uncover it, move the insulation back, wrap everything, seal it up good, and then move the insulation back in place, you can do that for much less money, and it does exactly the same thing. But if you're in a flat roof home and all the ductwork is buried in a soffit that you can't get at unless you rip sheetrock down, then AeroSeal has an application there. And I would never, ever install AeroSeal without a duct blower test before. And then you ought to ask the installer, okay, I can see by this report we've got a 28% duct leakage. Now you tell me, when the AeroSeal application is done, what will it go down to? And it ought to go down to well under 10%. It ought to approach 5%. And the blower door test, the duct test, is the only way you can verify that the thousands of dollars you set for the AeroSeal is doing any good at all. So get the whole house energy audit done. A part of that's the duct blower test. Determine if you have leakage worthy of spending several thousand dollars. And if you do, and you can't reach the ducts any other way, ask the installer, what can I expect this duct leakage to go down to? Do another test after the AeroSeal and see how close you are. And push to get as close as they said they would get. So there was lots of failed systems early on, and AeroSeal, the manufacturer, became a little bit more diligent on their training and a little pickier on who they were using to install the product, and it's become much more reliable. But those are the very narrow parameters that I would recommend it. Again, it's not a cure-all, and there are other things you can do for less money most of the time. All right, with that said, the phone lines are lining up, and the number's 1-888-767-4348. Let's see if we can go to Diane. First thing this morning, calling from Tucson. Good morning, Diane.
Good morning. I bought a new house in June of last year. I'm not going to say the name of the person who made it.
Okay.
In respect for their privacy.
Okay.
But the backyard was not graded correctly. And you know it's been raining like cats and dogs for months now.
Amen.
And there's been like a lake back there, and I did not buy lakefront property. I was thinking about putting a rubber ducky back there, a little fish. And they've just haven't taken care of the problem. I talked to the person who's supposed to resolve this, and he says, oh, I thought that got taken care of 2 weeks ago. So I think they're like making up stories.
Okay. Well,
and if they never take care of this, what are my remedies?
Okay. Is this a subdivision that a particular builder built out?
Yes.
It's not just one custom home sitting all by itself?
No, it's a subdivision.
Okay. when they plat those subdivisions, Diane, they have to prove to the city that they're not going to let what now used to be raw desert, we're going to put a roof, we're going to put sidewalks, we're going to put street, we're going to put pool deck and patios. We've got to be able to contain the water that falls out of the sky within that subdivision. So every lot needs to have the capacity to store the water that falls on that lot. Now, if you're getting surface drainage from other lots, that's a problem.
No, it seems to be my lot only.
Okay. There, gutters can do a lot for that. You can divert the water into water capture storage systems. You can direct it into dry wells. You can direct it into seepage pits. But one of the things I would do is I would put my complaint and my concern in writing, date it, and deliver it certified mail. And at the point they get something in writing, generally it kind of snaps them to attention. And at the point you're not happy, you've always got the registrar of contractors to reach out to. And I would not hesitate to do that.
Okay. Yeah, I just was worried that the lake might end up in my house if it kept raining for hours.
Right, right. And that would be a real concern for me. But they're not going to be able to grade your lot in a way that just puts the water out onto the street to drain down or into your neighbor's yard, which may happen to be a little lower than yours. We will have to contain the water on site. That's something that most cities incorporated into their zoning requirements 30 years ago. But there is a solution. You didn't buy a lake, and they ought to be able to work with you. Keep me posted, Diane. When we get back, we've got Al and Greg and an open line for you at 1-888-767-4348.
Well, if you're not an early bird and you missed our 7 o'clock interview with John Pratt, you may not know the deals that are going on Sanderson Ford. If car buying's on your to-do, today's a great day. Sanderson Ford is open now, and they've got incredible deals. We're Ford fans because if you look around Arizona on the roads, most of the vehicles you see are Ford. Arizona is Ford country, and we love Sanderson Ford because of how they treat their customers, how they treat our listeners, and how they've treated the entire Romero family, all the way up from grandma down to the grandbabies. If you're looking for a Ford vehicle, it's Sanderson Ford. And you don't even have to leave the house. You can shop online, and you don't even have to go over there to pick it up. They can deliver it to your home. Or if you're looking for something custom, or you're trying to get an order for maybe a Ranger or a Bronco or something that's coming out soon, SandersonFord.com to shop to your heart's desire to find the perfect Ford vehicle for you. 51st Avenue in Maryland in Glendale.